This is the time that we're going to introduce Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection.
Well, we're just founder now.
I've been demoted.
You've been demoted.
To just the founder of RMG Selection.
But anyway, you're so modest in not calling yourself CEO. But anyway, founder of RMG, definitely, Robert Parkinson, is today going to share some valuable suggestions to us in terms of when we decided to change a job.
Yes.
And we have already handed in our resignation.
That's right.
And that's the suspense sort of period, right? Mm. Before the boss said, yes, okay, you got the green light, you can go.
Yeah.
Leave me. Right. Get that's lost.
Right. And it's often an unknown. You know, people often don't really know what to do in this period. So that's why I thought it would be an interesting topic for discussion.
Yeah.
What do people usually do after, you know, you hand in that piece of very important decision paper to the boss?
Yeah. People tend to, in China I found that
are they on cruise control?
They are a bit on cruise control, and they tend to think really that their job is done and that there's no reason to have the notice period. I guess there's a sliding scale. What employers want, of course, is people that continue to do their job up until the very end. It's not just a handover period where you pass over a few Excel spreadsheets and then you're done. You know, it's important to carry on. But one of the issues that I have observed in the time that I've been in China is that some people, frankly, take a very lackluster view to resigning. Some people even expect to leave their employer almost immediately.
Yeah.
And there's a distinct lack of thought, really, for employers and their perspectives. So hopefully we'll be able to shed some light on this.
My point of view is that if I'm leaving, right, I decide to leave.
Right.
I decide either because, you know, I outgrow the company or I want, or maybe, you know, I frustrated or whatever. I was mistreated or whatever, underpaid.
Mm.
But I'm done with the company.
Mm, 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 mm.
Why should I consider a proper way of doing it? Why should I
leave a good impression?
Yeah, there's no use for the good impression behind.
Well,
I mean,
I would say that there is a very good use.
Tell us.
I find in many industries where people move to a similar industry, people know each other. A lot of good recruiting firms like mine, you know, make a serious matter out of reference checking. You know, your friend who used to work at the company is not good enough. You know, we want to speak to the top person. And, you know, people give real references and recommendations. If you've not done a sterling job, it's likely that people will say so. And for the very reason that they've got to maintain their own credibility as a referee. So that's one of the reasons, you know, the small world reason. But also, you know, if you've worked for a company for a long time, you know, for example, I've got someone who is leaving my company at the moment, and she's worked with me for 4 years. She's done an incredible job. And not surprisingly, she's working her full notice period. She's doing that in a very professional way. And I'm not really surprised she's doing that at all, because I know the person. But let's say you have an example, and I can think of this with a finance person who worked with me at my last company. You know, I'd known this person for 10 years, and when we, in this case, we had to decide she had to leave the company, but she made a complete mess of the notice period, the handover period, and effectively a 10-year relationship was just completely blown.
Yeah.
You know. So it's there's an old saying in business that you're only as good as your last deal.
Really?
Or people focus on you might get 99 things right, but it's the one thing that you get wrong
indeed.
That people remember.
Indeed, it's like Robert, you made me think about a nice divorce. Although, you know, I hate to use the word nice, because all partings of one kind or another is kind of painful.
Yeah, yeah.
All divorces are painful, but some can be made in a very decent way.
Right. And I think
you can remain friends forever. Whenever you have difficulty, your ex will come to help you, right?
That's an excellent metaphor. And I can actually back that up because my own parents are divorced and are both remarried. Yet they come round for family parties. They're still best of friends. There's no animosity at all.
No.
And by the same token, you know, just because someone decides to leave a company doesn't mean there has to be animosity. There's also another point I'd like to just make on this. It's very important in my view, and I think this is something that could be improved a lot. It's very important that when people are having the kind of why do you want to leave exit type conversations, that they continue to be honest about why they leave. Because again, if you've worked with someone for 6 or 7 years, well, you've had a trust-based relationship, but then once it gets to explaining that you think you've got a better offer from the competition or whatever it happens to be, if you start making up stories, you know, about your grandfather who lives in Heilongjiang, who absolutely desperately needs you, mm-hmm. and stuff that's obviously nonsense, the trust goes. And the thing about trust is once it's gone, you can't get it back again.
It's mm-hmm. It's actually, you are doing this in the position of an employee, also for yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you left some company or a place friendly, in a friendly way, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. you got a better feeling of yourself.
Precisely.
And you carry this confidence into your next job.
Precisely.
And you can always come back to visit your old faces. I call them old faces. Whenever we have people who disappeared from this radio and never shown up again, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. they carry this, what you call the animosity.
Animosity, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But there are those who happily left. And they can always, there's no grudge.
Always welcome, yeah.
There's no grudge. Yeah. They always come back and we were like a surprise. Wow, I would say, you're a ghost, you know, how come you were here? So they said, I come in to see you guys, old faces.
Yeah.
You know, I miss you.
It's very nice when you're in a position that you can do that. The other old saying, if you like, that I have is that good news travels fast, bad news travels faster.
Oh, no.
In Chinese, there is a saying, 先做人再做事. 先做人 means be a nice person, mm-hmm. reputable, reliable, with good credibility, because it's a small world. Go back to the small world theory, right?
Absolutely.
If you go do something, you know, implied or whatever, it will, you know, mouth carry words
for
everywhere.
Sure. There's another interesting example of that. There's someone I know of who was employed by the same company twice.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Studio Plus. We're in the middle of Career Builder. We'll be back very soon.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio
Plus. Yes, indeed. We are Studio Plus and you're listening to Career Builder in Progress. Actually, Robert Parkinson is the founder of RMG Selection, a headhunting company. But we were talking about definitely a friendly parting.
Yeah.
Is a nice thing that everybody wants to have. But how can we achieve it? Because many people left with bitterness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the company has to take some of the responsibility as well. I think, you know, it's a time to be a little bit introspective. It's time to welcome feedback. And of course, if you facilitate an environment where people feel comfortable giving you feedback, you're likely to get it. So in other words, you know, whether it's successful or not, the parting time, you know, you have will very much depend on how it's been before. But I think one also has to consider other people in the company, people that remain. I think that the company needs to manage people carefully in terms of making sure they continue to do their job as per the agreement, and that they take action if they don't do that.
So, Robert, the one thing I can think of is if you're leaving, the one thing you can really help is actually helping the transition process and helping it find a new guy or train the new guy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, that's often very important.
That's very generous, but that's the next step. Unless, you know, for example, Robbie, you're my boss, and I have already notified you, and on a very friendly sort of notice that I'm leaving. Of course, the prerequisite is that we are still friends. And you ask me, okay, would you please help me to train the new, you know, the newcomer? No problem. But what about, shall we be honest with the employer about the reasons that I'm leaving?
For sure. Because,
but if the exact reason is that I don't like you, boss.
Yeah. Then you should say so.
Really?
Because people won't change until they're confronted with the truth.
Okay.
And often those.
It's difficult to accept that.
Of course, it's difficult. But that might, you know, what human behavior tends to be patterned. So if you conquer something that you feel nervous about, in other words, confronting your boss and saying, I don't like you and that's why I'm leaving, then you start a positive train and pattern of human behavior. But it doesn't have to be sort of negative feedback. You know,
it doesn't have to be hostile.
It doesn't have to be hostile. You know, what I always say to my people is if you're going to make a criticism, make a recommendation at the same time.
In a positive way.
Exactly. You know,
friendly way.
I say, I don't like this, but this is what I would do about it. Right.
No personal attack. Right. No personal sort of grudges.
Absolutely.
And I think if a broad-minded boss would feel grateful later, although at the moment, you know, when you're listening to somebody who's saying that I don't like you, it's really difficult. But I think if he's a reflective person, later he will feel grateful, or she.
For sure.
This guy, before leaving, is telling me the truth, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And how do you, okay, if you can do this, what about, do you need to consider the peer signing?
I think you certainly
need
to.
What do you usually do to, you know, to handle or leaving what sort of images to your friends in the company?
I would say
you talk to them also honestly?
That you've hit the nail on the head. I would say that the key point from both the employer and the departing employee's perspective is to be honest and straightforward about things. You know, my mother always used to say honesty is the best policy, and it really is. That avoids any misunderstandings. I think your previous question is also appropriate. You know, you might be leaving, but there are plenty of people staying. So what they don't want to listen to for a month is you whinging about the company and how it doesn't do this right and doesn't do that right.
I'm very interested in what you just mentioned, this month, because it's all very well to say the transition could be a month before you go to your next company. It could be a week. It could be a day. But actually, I think a lot of people, especially expats applying to companies in China, there could be a very, very long background checking period, maybe months, maybe even 3-4 months. Well, how do people in this situation actually deal with it if they're actually have 4 months to actually prepare for the new company?
I don't think so.
It won't be that long?
No. Do you want to try?
Yeah. What I've found in terms of notice periods, I mean,
we have 1 month. We written on the contract. If you want to go, at least notify us in ahead of
typically,
one.
Typically, more senior people. So when I left my last job to set up my company, I had to work 3 months. And that meant doing my job as normal, you know, business as usual for 3 months, which can be tough.
Because it's hard to fill in, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you look at other countries, if you look in Germany, for example, I'm not sure if this is still the case, but they used to have a statutory 6-month notice period. Which is that really
people
is a challenge.
Very long cruise control there.
Very long cruise control indeed. And contrast that with the US, where it can be it can be a day or 2 weeks.
And just by simply waiting for that one boot to drop, or you can do something. Maybe go traveling.
What, if you're still working there, or you're on gardening leave, or
You haven't left
annual and leave.
Yeah, maybe.
So some companies do. In the UK, we call it gardening leave. They say, okay, this is your notice period. You can't work for another company for this period of time, but you don't have to come to work.
And in this situation, we can always holiday. Yeah. But if you're still working, the situation of you're still working, I noticed for all these years, right? Once they got an idea, or they have already submitted that paper. As a manager, I used to be management. Mm-mm. My only request from someone, I never stop people from leaving because I think they have well considered. Mm-hmm. It's a carefully made sort of decision, right?
Yeah.
You cannot stop them. I would listen to their reasons and try to justify. You put myself into their own shoes. And the only request is that fulfill your duty until your last day. You know,
absolutely.
Do it as perfectly as possible.
Yeah.
As business as usual.
Yeah.
But having said that, it's so difficult. Once you decided to go, you will notice very small change, subtle changes of work attitude.
Well, I think
and
this
even
is
things.
The point.
Yeah,
I think with some people you will, but with other people, with perhaps a higher standard of integrity,
better self-discipline people,
but so higher integrity and more self-discipline will realise that it will actually do them good by doing what they should do until the final bell
rings.
Goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think whatever we are doing on the employer side or on the employee side, we are actually, the purpose is trying to reduce the loss of the change of job of one person or several people.
It is. The other thing I just wanted to pop in there is that I do think that as soon as someone has resigned, understanding an important conversation, a frank conversation to understand why people want to leave can make a difference. And I've observed and been party to many situations where you've had someone resign because you have a notice period, because they can't just disappear, they take a breath, talk about it, and often you find there are difficulties that can be resolved, and they end up staying.
Oh, right.
Wow.
For sure.
You turn the boat around, right?
For sure.
One thing that I want, last thing is, as a boss, you really don't want to, see people who are leaving, who are shaking up the stability of the whole team. So how to avoid it to the maximum?
Well, I think that, you know, that's where your judgment is required. I can think of examples of people that I've had to say, look, thanks very much, and you can leave immediately. Because if they are, I always use the analogy of it's a terrible analogy to use, but people can be cancerous. And if they're sat there in your office,
negative personality.
The negativity breeds.
Oh, I've seen that before,
And what about another big thing? If it's a sales department or whatever, and that guy or that lady is who's taking away all the clients, sort of customers.
Do you know what, Manling? This again is an interesting one. I think it's a myth. Sometimes people think they can walk out of a job and take all of their customers with them. But
the
stickiness, the attachment customers have to a brand is often underestimated. And I have customers that were bought to us by other people when we started 7 years ago. And the customer still phones us. They don't phone, you know, Jimmy Wang, who they first used to work with.
That's really worth million-dollar clarification, because people overestimated their personal power.
Absolutely.
You know, actually, the brand name is much more important than one single person.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure.
Thank you so much, Robert Parkinson from RMT Selection, about the Career Builder on the notice period.